Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the middle of the 1970s, middle to end. I'm in junior high. And on the radio, there is a song by Mac Davis. And the chorus of the song goes like this. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be one heck of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. For some reason, I loved that song. Right? I was a seventh or eighth grade schlub, okay? There was nothing about me getting better looking every day. I loved the song. I knew all the words. It was great. The thing is, as I was reading the gospel this morning, that song started playing in my head. As I was reading about the Pharisees, this group of Pharisees who were surrounding Jesus in our gospel, they were there with Jesus. They surrounded him with their arrogant, judgmental eyes, watching everything that Jesus did. Not so that they could learn from him, but so they could catch him and pounce. The story begins actually at the synagogue where Jesus had gone to worship. And having been there at worship, one of the leaders of this group of Pharisees invites Jesus to his home for a Sabbath meal. Now, this is a big deal. This is a leader of the Pharisees that are in that synagogue. All right, so this is an important invitation. And all of the rest of the group of Pharisees who were invited to that same meal, they were all excited. They were excited to be invited to the meal. They were excited to see what Jesus might or might not do. And so Jesus went so he could go and share a meal. Now in our gospel reading today, if you notice, we start with verse 1 and then we jump to verse 7. Well, verses 2 through 6 is another little story. Because in that little part that we didn't read this morning, Jesus sees a man with dropsy. And he asks all of his new Pharisee friends if it's lawful to heal on the Sabbath. You see, this man's joints were swollen, painful. Jesus had compassion on this man in his ministry. It is misery. See, when you're preaching, ministry just comes right off the top of your tongue, even though you want to talk about something else. All right? This man was miserable and Jesus was compassionate. And the Pharisees were all looking at each other and no one answered. And so because they didn't answer, Jesus healed the man, sending him away relieved, strengthened in the love of God. And then Jesus turns around and asks another question. He says, if any of you has a child or some of your livestock and it fell into a well on the Sabbath, wouldn't you help them even though it was Sabbath? And again, they didn't answer. They had been watching Jesus. They had been waiting so that they might catch him at something. And Jesus just lived the love of God and showed them the full extent of that kind of life. Now, at the home of his host, Jesus was noticing how the guests were jockeying for positions of honor at the table. Now, at the time, being close to your host was a very important place to be, but it was better if you could be either at their right hand or their left hand. And so, since it's hard to be humble, they sat there in that room like sharks circling before a feeding frenzy, and they watched and they gauged and they calculated and they manipulated, trying to secure the best spot that they could achieve. All of them thinking that they were better and more deserving than the others in the room, of course. And so as Jesus was watching all of this jockeying for position, He tells them a story. He says, if someone is invited to a wedding banquet, Jesus warns, it's best not to sit at the place of honor in case someone more important is there. No one wants to get moved down in front of the other guests. Jesus is watching their lack of humility, and he warns them using that same lack of humility as the anchor for his lesson. Jesus is asking all of them if they could handle the humiliation of being escorted lower so that he might encourage their seeing life in a more humble manner. He goes on to tell them that there's actually something special that goes on when you invite those who can't invite you back. Now, Jesus is not telling you to he's not saying don't have dinner with your mother or your father or your family or your friends. Everyone needs to eat. And Jesus is reminding us that there are those for whom that is a struggle every single day. So Jesus wants us to expand our horizons and to realize that we're all in this together. If you've ever served at a community meal or brought meals on wheels, you know the kind of feeling that Jesus is talking about. Jesus wants us to see the beauty of living through our humility. But what Jesus is really showing us is that this is how God treats us all. Our Lord does not lord it over us. God's love is so all-encompassing that God became one of us as Jesus so that we could be inspired by the real humility that God lives and shows us. Jesus did not come to be served. He did not come to sit at the head table. Jesus did not come to be toasted or fated. Jesus came to serve. He came to love. He came to feed us and heal us, to care for us and to care about us. And so, like healing the man with dropsy, Jesus saw that man and was willing to suffer whatever would happen to him as he healed on the Sabbath. Jesus humbled himself by recognizing the humanity of another. This is the humility that Jesus shows to us all. And here, he is encouraging us to step into the world with that same humility, cherishing the people around us and discovering the opportunities where we get to share God's love and build God's kingdom and live God's dream and make God's vision real through our lives. It can be hard to be humble. The world around us wants us to grab the brass ring and to stand out in the crowd. We're encouraged to toot our own horn, especially if no one else is doing the tooting. We are spurred on to see many around us as less than we are, as unworthy of our time or attention for whatever reason. Jesus tries to show us the beauty of seeing the world filled with sisters and brothers, to see the world overflowing with neighbors that we can see and care about, that we can listen to and help. It can be so easy to join the feeding frenzy as we push some away and others we push down. Jesus is teaching us that God isn't like that. And then he's attempting to inspire us to lives of humility and faith that shows love to all around us. I do have one last funny story based on this gospel reading. In the first congregation I served, there was a gentleman named Dominic, and he and his wife Alfreda were regular attenders, and they sat in the back pews. You know, every now and again, I tease people who sit in the back pews, but it's only on occasion. And so one Sunday, I came up to Dominic, and I asked him why it was that he didn't sit closer to the front. Dominic had an answer. He said, "Pastor, Wasn't it Jesus who said that you should sit at one of the lowest places and await for your host to tell you to come and move forward? Now that was perceptive, and I couldn't argue with it because Jesus actually said that. So I asked him, I said, so Dominic, if at the beginning of the service I say to you, Dominic, please step forward, move forward in your seat. And he said, I said, would you come? He says, no. And I went, why not? And he said, you're not Jesus. And I can't argue with that either, because I'm not Jesus. I may still tease people about sitting in the back pews for a while, but Dominic set me straight, because I love the fact that we are all of us here together, all of us in the presence of Jesus, and that is always more important to me than having someone sit closer to where I get to be. You see, today we are encouraged to see and to imitate the humility of Jesus, the love of God. And then we are encouraged to reach out to those around us with the care that we ourselves receive from that amazing God of love. Now, it's true that we may not get better looking each day, but we can help God's kingdom and live God's dream all the time. Amen.